Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for this morning, the second Sunday of Christmas, is written in Micah chapter 5, beginning with the second verse. I invite you to now rise. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. Let us pray. Dear Savior, even though you are our creator and the ruler of the universe, you became lowly and humbled yourself. We thank you for humbling yourself even to the point of death on the cross for our sins. Just as you came as a humble infant, we ask that you come to us today through your word. Amen. You may be seated. There was once a Russian ruler named Peter the Great. In order to protect his people, he realized that he needed to build a better navy. He had a brilliant idea. He would dress as a commoner and travel to different countries to learn how to build ships. He even built ships for the Dutch East India Trading Company. Who would have guessed? He humbled himself to save his people from their enemies. Micah prophesied that Christ, our great ruler, would humble himself in a much more profound way. Our great ruler came from the tiny town of Bethlehem. His birth was lowly, and even though he is the Lord of all, he shepherds his people humbly. The prophet Micah prophesied by the Holy Spirit, "But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel." Bethlehem is a tiny city of Judah just south of Jerusalem. It was well known among the Jews that King David's offspring would be born there, and he was to be the ruler, the Messiah. Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David was? King David was born in Bethlehem. He later became a great king. Before he reigned over Israel, he tended his father's flocks as a humble shepherd. He had no idea that one day he would be a great king. Later in his life, God promised him that an eternal ruler would come from his lineage. The great rule of King David, the humble shepherd, pointed forward to the even greater and eternal reign of the Messiah. Before the Messiah came, David's people had been humbled. Micah writes, "Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth." God sent Jerusalem into Babylonian captivity. When God sent his people back to Jerusalem, They were only a small remnant and later became under jurisdiction of the Romans. The governor Quirinius called for a census, bringing David and Mary from the house and lineage of David to Bethlehem. It was here, in this tiny town, that our Savior, the great ruler, was born. He was not recognized as a great king. He came humbly, born in a stable. Isaiah explains, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Jesus came from an insignificant town and was rejected by men. What kind of king could he be? Jesus is much more than an earthly man. He is an eternal king. His coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Jesus is eternal, the second person of the Trinity. He is eternally begotten of the Father. Micah's prophecy isn't about an ordinary human, but instead about the creator and great ruler of the universe. Isaiah prophesies, of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. So, King David was an imperfect picture of the perfect one to come. But Jesus is the eternal and majestic God. We're not worthy of being in the presence of the Holy One, the second person of the Trinity. We're unholy, unclean, sinners, far from perfect, as we confess every Sunday. When Isaiah beheld God's presence, he exclaimed, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." He is so great and holy that we cannot even draw near to him. We deserve his eternal punishment. Since we cannot draw near to God, he came to us. He drew near to us. He didn't come as a terrifying judge, but instead humiliated himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The eternally begotten Son of God took on our humanity in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. He assumed a perfect human nature at the incarnation. Jesus is both true God and true man in one person. The Lord of all was born as a man. He humbled himself to take our place. Living among us, he was tempted in every way that we were, yet without sin. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. He lived a holy life in your place, even from the moment of his conception and birth. the holy infant in the manger came to give his perfect life as a sacrifice for us all. He died on the cross for you. Your sins are forgiven. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. You now have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the peace of forgiveness that Christ won for us upon the cross, he shepherds us, the people of Israel. Christ not only rules over the Israelites, but also us, his church. His church appears humble. In fact, to the world, we look weak. But even though we have the appearance of being humble, we have a great treasure. Jesus died for us. Amid all of our sins and struggles, we are forgiven. He humbled himself so that we will be exalted in heaven. Life here is only fleeting, but we have the assurance that Christ died for us and that we will be in heaven with him one day. Since we have peace with Christ, he isn't a terrifying ruler for us, but instead is a humble shepherd. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." He comes to us and nourishes us through the word and sacraments. We have the assurance through his word that he is with us throughout all of our trials and difficulties. It can be easy to be anxious and wonder where life is headed, but he is with us as we continue into 2021. Micah prophesies, "And they shall dwell secure." You dwell secure in Christ. You are baptized into his death and will rise again with him to life in heaven. He is our refuge. If our humble shepherd loves us so much that he would lay down his life for us, then surely he is with us during any other difficulties and problems that we face. Our humble shepherd is the same one that shall be great to the ends of the earth. The salvation that Christ won is for the whole world. He died for that neighbor on your street and the people that you work with. We have such a great joy and privilege to be able to share this good news with others. And when we do this, we're not alone. We're not alone because our humble shepherd is also with us. Led by him, we live lives of humility, loving, and serving others around us. Peter the Great's story isn't one that you would expect. What type of king leaves his throne and builds ships? Thanks be to God that Jesus' story isn't one that you would expect. He came from the tiny town of Bethlehem. You wouldn't expect that our Lord would be born humbly or that he would die on the cross for our sins. You wouldn't expect that our risen and exalted Lord would come to us through his word and means of grace. You maybe even wouldn't expect his forgiveness, but you are totally and completely forgiven. Life might not feel stable, but you dwell secure. You dwell secure because our great ruler, who came from the tiny town of Bethlehem, came to save us. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.